Today, the 2014 Colts Cheerleader finalists are here for their interview in front of a panel of 9 judges.
We're looking at their personality, their professionalism. It's very important that we are able to find ambassadors, representatives of the Colts that are able to have a great personality, be able to communicate with our fans. There's just so much importance in that personality because we only perform at 10 games during the season, but we do so many appearances. So it is weighted heavily as part of that score at the end of the auditions.
So Allie, what made you decide to try out for a fourth year?
There's so many things that I love about being a Colts cheerleader. It's hard to name just one, but I guess it's, if you set aside the football side of things, my obvious obsession with the Colts, and my passion for dance, I think it's about the opportunity that we have to change lives.
There's absolutely nerves when you're going into something like this because you're in front of the Colts higher-ups. It's a big deal, and you're interviewing for something that you have loved doing for the past 3 years.
Whenever I got ready for my interview, I had a little bit of experience because at my career, I'm an electrical engineer and I prepare reports that I give to program office personnel. I give presentations. And so that was really a good thing to have in my back pocket that I could use as some experience when it came to being prepared for this interview.
We do have the ladies take a football test and a lot of basic football knowledge. It's not meant to stump anybody by any means. We'll talk about, you know, ways to score points. We also kind of talk about Colts history and also Colts current players on the squad.
We want to break that stereotype that cheerleaders are unaware of the game and not know what they're doing. So the football test allows us to make sure that we are aware of what's going on and that we know our team and we're proud of them.
It's important to take a football test because we are football cheerleaders. And so on the sidelines, you have to know what's going on. You have to know when to cheer, when to be disappointed. When you're at appearances in the community, fans want to talk about football. You have to be able to talk back with them.